Welcome to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author Christine Carlson. This month we'll be focusing on kindness in an exciting Kindness Matters series. After all, kindness is strength, kindness is compassion, kindness is essential to long and lasting connections to our family, friends, co-workers, and all of our human relations. As a special thank you to our listeners, please visit christinecarlson.com/kindness for a free download of an invigorating guided meditation by Christine, an exclusive sneak peek of Christine's meditation series, releasing soon.
Hi, and welcome back to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. This is Christine Carlson. Before we begin today's episode in Kindness Matters, in our Kindness Matters series, let's go ahead and take our golden pause. So wherever you are, just sit comfortably with your hands open on your lap and your legs uncrossed, sitting upright. And if you're driving, just be sure to pay attention to the road and just simply use this as a deep breathing exercise. So let's go ahead and begin to breathe. As you breathe in through your nose, allow your chest and your belly to expand, taking in the fullness of your breath. As you exhale, fully let go. Allow your neck and your shoulders to relax. Just allow yourself to let go and relax. This time as you breathe in golden sunlight, pure golden sunlight to every cell of your being. To the top of your head, to your fingers, to your toes, to your legs, all through your body, in your core. Fill your heart, fill your body with pure golden sunlight. And as you exhale, relax and let go a little deeper. This time as you breathe in love, pure love, pink, yummy love, all through your body, all through your core and your heart, everywhere. Just breathe in love. And as you exhale, let go of fear. Let go of any tension you feel. Just relax a little bit deeper. This time as you breathe in, place your hand on your heart, activating your heart, opening your heart, and just spend a moment in complete gratitude, feeling grateful for something somebody said to you, a place you've recently visited, or just simply for being in this breath right here, right now. And as you breathe in golden sunlight and gratitude. And exhale and open your eyes. I'd like to introduce Chris Wittenberg. I invited her on not only because she has the brightest, sunniest smile you've ever seen, but because she has built a brand, a business on kindness. Chris Wittenberg, welcome to my podcast.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Yay. And so where are you? Where are we talking to you from? Let's tell our audience that.
Well, I am actually sitting on my treadmill that is at my desk, sitting on it, mind you, looking out my window off my front balcony on our cute little downtown street right outside of Vail, Colorado, in a little town called Eagle, which is the cutest little mountain town you've ever seen. And it's kind of just paradise. We love it. But we moved here from your area. We used to live in the Bay Area
in San Francisco. Well, you know, I'd love to talk to you about how your journey began with Be Good to People. So if you can go back to, you know, just that place that you were in your life and how you decided to create a movement about being good to people and how this brand grew out of that and this wonderful business.
Well, you're very kind. I had no intention of starting a business called Be Good to People. It just kind of happened to me in that I've been an entrepreneur for, I'm in my 18th year. I have a promotions company called Say No More Promotions. And I was out, usually I don't even leave the office. I'm glued to my computer all day, but for some reason I was out and about, excuse me, and I had a rude experience with a woman, and I, to this day, I cannot remember what it was. All I remember from that day was coming back into my office here, and I had my team, they were all working in their little areas, and I just stood there, and I was like, why can't people just be good to people? How hard is that? And I was angry, actually. And since our company puts logos on products for companies, I just, it's like this little light bulb went off in my head, and I said, I'm going to put Be Good to People on a t-shirt. And I kind of, like, everyone was just kind of looking at me, and I turned around and kind of stomped back to my office, the very office that I'm sitting in right now, and I jumped on my computer, and I looked up the URL, begoodtopeople.com, and it was available. So I sort of, you know, I bought it that moment, and I really was just kind of kidding. And I was like, I'm going to make a t-shirt, and because we make t-shirts and all kinds of things. And so, I don't know. I probably spent a few weeks. I started the trademark process. I got the URL, and I had everything in my head. And I was like, I'm going to do this. And it turned out that my main business was just going gangbusters, and we were all super busy. And so, I don't know, probably like a month into the process or something, I just kind of shelved it. I had two little babies at the time and was just working a lot. And so I kind of shelved it. And then lo and behold, almost a year went by and the economy crashed. And this was in 2009. Actually, sorry, 2008.
Yeah,
during
that was
that
the
time.
Big crash. Yep.
It was big, and we lost a lot of business at Sangamo Promotions, and then we had lost the pharmaceutical business that we had because they said, the industry said, you can't put logos on products if you're a pharmaceutical company, and everything was just kind of crashing down around us, and we were getting sued by our homeowners association, and I don't know, it was just a really bad time, and just I decided it was time to pick it up and get going with it. And so that was 2009 is when it sort of, that's when we first started selling products. And we started at the little farmer's market out here in Vail in a little town called Minturn. And that's how it started. And everything in the line's black and white because it's that simple. And we just, we're going to start with a few products. And it actually started with a t-shirt. There's a longer story to it, which I won't bore you with, but I actually ended up ironing the Be Good to People on the t-shirt during the very difficult year to send a message. And everyone was talking about how much they loved that shirt. And so it kind of just got resurrected. And it was a perfect time because everyone was really hurting. So that summer of 2009 is when we started selling Be Good to People products at the Minturn Market. And that actually, I don't know if you wanted to talk about camp or not, but the first Minturn market where we ever sold, they were there on Saturdays. And the very first market that Be Good to People was ever sold, we had Joan Leader and her daughter Jody come, and they stopped in our little tent. And we ended up talking, I don't know, for an hour or two. They were celebrating Jody's, I think it was 5 years cancer-free from breast cancer. And oh my gosh, I fell in love with them, and we just talked and talked, and then Joni was here every summer for the next 4 years, and so Joni and oftentimes Jody would come to the tent, and we just became dear friends over Aww. The years, and so they kept telling me, Joni kept talking to me about her daughter in Los Angeles who was in the entertainment industry, and she was so fabulous, and then Tammy had started this thing called Camp Powerment, and I don't know, I never grew up camping, so I just was like, you know, that sounds fun. And then I finally went, and Camp Powerment changed my life. And that first camp that I went to is where you and I met. And that was like a God nod when you and I met.
Oh, it was. Yeah, you were a Don't Sweat the Small Stuff fan, and I didn't even know it, right?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we could talk all day. When I met you, When I found out that you and Richard had done Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, I mean, it was just like meeting one of my lifetime idols, because when I was growing up and when, I don't know what the year was, and I don't have the book in front of me, but I still have my original Don't Sweat the Small Stuff.
So, yeah, 1997, yeah.
Yeah, so I was out of college, but really a very self-centered person and caught up in my own world and probably a real brat to my parents and anyone I dated and all my friends. And when that book came out, I literally, it was the first time that I started understanding about gratitude and life and this, and just inspirational words in general. And that book really started me on my path of self-awareness and self-discovery. And it's been a really long journey
for all of us.
Yeah. But it was when I found out that was you, I mean, I almost like wanted to just like fall around your feet and hold on to them because, and someday I'll show you my first edition. I have a first edition, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And it was just so sweet. And then you were so just warm and welcoming and kind. And honestly, Chris, your whole aura is like the book. You know, you just make people feel at ease and that you don't have to sweat things in life when they're around you because you just have that beautiful, beautiful energy about you. So I'm super grateful for the work that you guys did.
Thank you. Well, Richard had very much the same energy. He was perhaps even more present and more calm than I am. So
well, I'm sure he gave you a lot of gifts and he is missed. That's for sure.
Yes, he is. Well, I'm super excited because in the course of these conversations around this podcast, Chris and I are going to be developing some Don't Sweat the Small Stuff goods, it looks like. We've been tossing the logo back and forth, so you'll all be able to not only enjoy her Be Good to People products, but at the anniversary, which is coming up this spring on April 11th, we'll have a whole host of really wonderful Don't Sweat goods to share with you as well. So I want to just thank you, Chris, for the beautiful products that have inspirational messages on them to people, because we really can't live with any more. We need more and more reminders of what it means to be good to people.
We do indeed. And, you know, I think that's one of the most beautiful things. First and foremost, I'm super excited that we're working on the merchandise. It's going to be so cute. And every night when I'm going to sleep, I try and think of new fun products, and then I email you and we go back and forth. But and it's going to be super, super cute. And that's one thing that I've learned so much about Be Good to People is the daily reminder and having the message around. I mean, that's what's so magical about Be Good to People. You there's something about these little four words, and people really respond to it. It has absolutely changed my life. Because as I said, you know, I kind of had just a rough start with my personality in life, and I'm just a cranky person. I'm impatient. My brother's like the nicest, kindest guy in the world, and I was born just, you know, frustrated and cranky and judgmental and impatient. And Be Good to People has completely transformed my life in that having this message around me, I see it, you know, whether I'm wearing a shirt or the bracelets that I have on today that I pretty much wear every day that my good friend Beth Nordyke made for me, who's a customer, by the way, and she sent them. They're from her company, Chicago Pearl Company, and hopefully we'll make them for Be Good to People someday. But Be Good to People just brings the most amazing people into my life. But it's just having the reminder around it. You can be the nicest person in the world and be in this world, and it's crazy. People are rude. People are looking at their phones. People are very self-centered. And I think that, you know, technology has created that. And I think you really have to have, I think most people really need to have a reminder around, because it is very easy to get caught up in busyness and self-centeredness. And so we designed our products to be things that you know, that are super comfortable to wear, or things that you carry or things that you use. We have a lot of drinkware, so that the more that the message is around you, the better you behave. And like I said, you can be a really nice person and still need to have this message around. And you can be a person who, like me, I mean, I'm a nice person, but boy, I really have a temper and you know, I don't have a lot of patience, but when I have stopped myself so many times because I'm wearing my shirt or, you know, I have my coffee mug in my hand, and it really changes my behavior, and it also changes the way I think. And we have had story after story of people who have thanked us for the message and how it's changed their lives working in this space of kindness, you really meet the most incredible people.
So Chris, can you share with me your favorite Be Good to People product that you love?
Oh, yes, hands down, it is a product I'll probably always carry in the line. It's our signature embroidered thermal. It is a Made in USA thermal t-shirt, and it is the coziest, snuggliest shirt, and it's the one that I gave to Gail King, and she wears it. She wore it in Oprah magazine, and then she wears it still, and she posted on Instagram wearing it after Thanksgiving, and it's just, I seriously wear it probably 3 times a week. I have kind of a closet full of them, but people, it's funny, at the markets, they come and they buy, they're trying to choose between the black and white, and then they usually get the black, and then they come back for the white later because they love it and wear it all the time. So the signature embroidered thermal is my favorite product, like hands down, shirt-wise. It's pretty cool.
That's great. And do you have, like, your favorite Be Good to People tips for people when you think about what it means to be good to people?
Oh, I have lots and lots and lots of good tips. One of my favorite ones is remembering, like, people that you encounter regularly on your day that are in the service industry who, you know, encounter a lot of people. Maybe it's a custodian in school or in your office building, or a homeless person that you walk by every day on your way to work or school. Someone that you see a lot who people walk by, you know, or don't say hello to. And I have seen pure joy from people that I have taken the time to just stop and, you know, talk to them for just a few minutes and find out their name. And then when you see them again, you call them by name and look them in the eye and just ask how they're doing. And I always try, and when I ask someone how they're doing or if they're having a good day, I don't do it in passing. You know, I kind of try and make eye contact and really wait for the answer. And you can tell when someone's actually asking you because they actually want to know versus they're just going through the motions. And so I think that's one of my favorite tips for how to be good to people is to really engage with them. Put your darn phone down.
Yeah.
Especially with kids. And at meals out, put that phone down. And it's hard to do. I'm addicted to my phone just like everybody else. But I really think that one of our biggest hindrances to kindness is technology.
Because
you just lose that connection and it's real easy. So it's hard to put the technology down, but I think it's one of the greatest, greatest things you can do.
Yeah, and that is at the root of kindness, is to be conscious and to be aware. And I know that there's been times that I've caught myself on my phone when I'm checking out at the grocery store or something like that. And then I have to remind myself how rude that would be to be the other person at the other end. And I remind myself to always look in the eyes of the people that are serving me, the patrons that I go to look in their eyes and ask them how their day is and ask them what their name is. And, you know, not treat them that they're in the service industry, but treat them as real people that are doing something really nice for me. And I think that what I love about, you know, your business and the whole idea of kindness is that kindness is truly a way of life. It's really about the manner in which you live. And that's why I was so excited to have you on, Chris. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be on the podcast and to share your brand and your products with all of our audience. Because Chris is going to offer us a special coupon code so that you can get 20% off if you go to her website, www.begoodtopeople.com, and buy all your special gifts there. DSSS20.
Don't sweat the small stuff 20. Yep, and that'll give you 20% off, and that goes through December 31st of 2017.
That's awesome. You can hit a lot of birthdays and things on that, and a lot of birthdays for that amount of time. So I want to thank you, Chris Wittenberg, for coming on. We've had a few little sketchy technology issues, but you've hung in there, and you know, thank you so much. And I'm so looking forward to working with you on the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff product line that'll be coming out in April as well. So thanks, Chris.
Thanks, my friend, and thank you for having me on, and thanks for all the good work that you do.
You're welcome. And I just want to remind everyone, as a random act of kindness, please share this interview and this episode and all the others as part of the Kindness Matters series. I'm so excited to be sharing this series with you during these times when people really need to be reminded that kindness really is a way of life and kindness matters. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff with Christine Carlson. Christine invites you to join her in a series of guided meditations coming soon to christinecarlson.com. As a thank you for joining us today, the first meditation is yours free. Just visit christinecarlson.com/kindness to download it now.